I've got to feel good. Say it. I said, turn me loose. Let me go. I've got to feel good. Look at him go, my goodness. 3 minutes after 9 o'clock, the grease man here, garage doors, huh? Garage doors. Well, I tell you what. I watched my neighbor one time putting in a garage door, and I had to laugh. I walked over there, somewhere. I said, you going to put that in yourself? Why don't you get a domestic? Why don't you get a person, a workman? He said, no, it's easy to put in. So I'm watching this guy put in a garage door. I'm just standing there smoking a Camel. When I noticed that the guy has got the same kind of garage door opener that I have. So as he's installing that thing, I look to see what the combination he's got set on the remote control device is. And I casually walk across to my house, grab my remote control, set it to his combination, and stand there. The guy finally gets that thing in. He says, okay, now the moment of truth. We're standing out in this driveway and he hits the button, that garage door starts coming down. When it gets halfway down, I reach into my pocket and I hit the switch on my garage door opener and it starts going back up again. The guy's going, damn, maybe I got a blockage. I kind of chuckle to myself as he grabs a sander and he goes in there on the rollers and starts to make sure it's got enough clearance. He said, okay, that ought to do it. He hits the button. It starts coming down. I hit my button. It starts going up. The guy's going, damn, what's wrong with this thing? I said, maybe you ain't got enough grease on the track in there. So he gets some grease, he puts it on the track, he lines it up real good. He said, now this thing better work. Boot, he hits the switch and starts going down. I reach into my pocket, boot. I hit the switch and starts going up. He looks at me and says, ah! I said, oh, yeah, don't lose control here. Don't lose control. He said, I don't understand it here. And he throws that remote control on the ground. He's about to jump. I said, no, wait a minute. Wait. You can figure this out. You're a technical man. You're an engineer, my friend. Right? You can figure out a thick garage door. So he takes the plate off the air. He says, maybe some of the motor. Maybe one of the belts ain't right. Let me check this out. He hits it. Boot. It starts going down. Boot. I hit my face. It starts going back up. He starts flipping out there. I can see he's got a look of the possessed in his eye. He gets in his car, which is parked on the street there. He said, oh, you get a grip on yourself. I hit my button and boot, the door goes down. He turns that car right into his driveway. And through the windshield, his garage in a mess. I showed him my garage door opener, smiled and said, April Fool. Oh, come on, for crying out loud. Honey, you got a tourniquet or something in there? April Fool, for crying out loud.
The Grease rocks on WWDC FM Washington. DC 101.
Hello.
Hello, Grease Man.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, I was wondering, do you still eat tuna fish when you're pumping iron?
I'm not eating as much tuna fish anymore because my honey cooks so delightful meals. I eat a lot of fish, but not tuna fish.
Oh, I haven't heard the tuna fish song in years.
I know. I do the tuna fish song occasionally.
Oh.
I do the tuna fish. I'm eating, you know, like trout almondine. you know, a baked ruffie. And I've given up the tuna fish for the most part because the food I'm getting now is so far superior. At I know we do a higher level fish, huh?
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, okay, well, just a little insight into the grease life. Hello?
Hey, grease man, how you doing? Mm-hmm. I want you to do a rap for me. I want you to do a Cadillac rap.
Cadillac rap. I'll work on it. Thank you. Yes, when the day comes that I finally shuffle off this mortal coil and the pathologist has me on the table, I think he'll rather enjoy doing my autopsy, because normally when he opens someone's belly, what does he find in there? A couple of pieces of fried chicken, you know, a half-eaten mallow maw,
You know, some vague remnants of a Pepto-Bismol tablet. But in my stomach, he'll find smoked raffia, pâté de foie gras, vintage Beaujolais, truffles from Belgium. It'll make his normally unsavory job almost pleasant. Yeah, a little tartare, never quite made it to the bone marrow. Admittedly, the pathologist has a tough job, but this will probably lighten his load a little bit. So, I don't know who you may be, the pathologist that'll one day do the job, but I recommend this much. When the day comes that you're, hey, we get the autopsy to Greece, don't forget to bring some saltines. And you'll have a great day, huh? Yeah? What do you think? Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's a thought, anyway. It's a thought. DC 101. Nelly. It's 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. We have, about 42 guys in the class this morning. All right, Mrs. Baumgartner, if you would, please. And with me, gentlemen, follow me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Push down for maximum tension. That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's it. Push down. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 fingers to the bottom. Thumb on the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Now counter-synchronize. Fingers going one way, thumb the other. Finger, that's right. Look at it. Ah, look at the smiles. Everybody lighten that up. Okay, let's do the Knuckles McGee. Take the knuckles of both hands on each side of the fuselage, opposite direction. Then boom, 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 boom. Hey, let's do the John Holmes. Two hands. Those of you that can fit to it. Choosing sides with a baseball bat. All right, knuckles on the left hand, fingers on the right, and the knuckles on the left, and the fingers on the right, and a one, and a two, and a one, and a two, and a one, and a two, and a one, and a two. Keep your paper cups handy, gentlemen. We're almost ready to achieve Shangri-La simultaneously. 1, 2, 3, 4, switch. And 1, 2, 3, 4, switch. Ooh, that's nice. And a bump in place. And ooh, that's nice. And around to the left, and around to the right, and up, 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 up. Right, lift up. That's it. Lift up so the diggle didn't do that. Give me jiggle. Anyone there? Here we go with me. Oh, boy. Paper cups, gentlemen. Oh, man. All right. You'll find a couple of packs of Camels at the door as you leave. Please feel free to light one as you go. And please leave your paper cups neatly stacked by the door, as I will be taking them home with me. I'm planning to re-caulk my windows this weekend, and I thought I would...
You're rocking with Washington's best jock, the Grease Man.
Yeah, my dad!
On WWDC FM Washington, DC 101.
Their noisy little 3.5 horsepower Everbrooks. Yeah, they just lie there and die. Said, when you have full climate-controlled salon and video entertainment center, I mean, it is kind of nice. It's so nice to have such opulence. On the high seas. Especially seasides. You know, something we don't always just, you know, get on the boat and watch TV. You can do that at home. What we'll do is we'll oftentimes sit on the fantail and... stare at the beauty of nature. You know, you watch nature long enough, you see some bizarre old things. We were out the other weekend, just sitting there. We usually bring bread for the ducks, and this is mating season now, and we watch the ducks as they enjoy their splashy couplings. We saw a couple of gay ducks, though. Oh, you know, the animal kingdom does have that. Yeah, a lot of people say, well, people are the only people that know the animal. Yeah, because you can tell, you know, the boy ducks are the pretty colored ones, and they were two pretty colored ones just like wailing away. I said, look, honey, fudge quackers. Oh, look at him. Look at him. Yeah, it was unsavory. It's 28 minutes after 9 o'clock at DC 101. Yeah, we'll do some good ship greasing in a second, but first I got some rocking on my...
I don't have to tell you... that I'll be standing at the helm of one of the most powerful vessels known to mankind. And what will I hear ringing in my ears? I'll hear... The good ship Grease.
Captain Martinez right now is loading the larder. Cases and cases of our favorite wines. Fresh meats and vegetables. The domestic is fluffing the covers and the pillows. Yeah, I'm getting ready for a cruising cruise. My baby by my side, me in my white pants, blue blazer, ascot, captain's hat tilted at a jaunty angle. Yeah, I don't care. Let it rain. Let it storm. I don't care. I'm in a big mother of a craft. Ain't nothing gonna stop me. Now, last weekend, we was headed down, down past Occoquan. I mean, we've been going at planing speed, you know, for about an hour, hour and 10 minutes. We wanted to get in the middle of nowhere. And we come around this bend, and there's a guy in a little boat waving a cushion at me. And that's always bad news when you see that. Because if somebody's waving a cushion at you, it means they need a tow. There were no other boats around, and we were in the middle of nowhere. And it took us like an hour to get there, going at 35 miles an hour. That means when you tow somebody, you're going like 2 miles an hour. It'd take you 6 hours. But the law of the sea says you really got, you can't just blow by like you didn't see it, you know? So I pull up to the guy, lean over the side of my massive cruiser down at his pathetic little runabout. My engine's bloody, 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 bloody. I said, yeah, what do you need? He said, I'm dead in the water here. I don't know what it is. Think it's some electrical. Can we get a tow? I said, buddy, I hardly get any time out here on this boat as it is. I'm just going for a quiet place. I don't really have the 4 hours to tow you back to the dock. He said, my wife is pregnant. For crying out loud. Well, don't look at me. I didn't do it, huh? He said, she's also a diabetic. I said, oh, God. I said, look, I'd like to help out. He said, please. Our kid has the measles. We left him with a 14-year-old babysitter. We hear he may be going into convulsions. I said, buddy, I would like to. He said, my mother-in-law's going from Alzheimer's. She could slip away. She wants to see us before she dies. I said, buddy, believe me, I would like to. He said, I think I left the iron on at home. I said, oh, for crying out loud. He said, my pacemaker's malfunctioning. I said, yeah. What did I do? What could I do? Hell, I threw a grenade on board their boat to put them out of their misery.
The Grease Man on DC 101.
All right, I've been thinking about doing this all morning long. I don't know if I can wait any longer. 21 before 10 o'clock. I think the time has come. I just have to take out my organ.
DC 101 presents another constitutional moment with your host, Nino Griesmanelli.
Thank you very much, Bill. Okay, this hour's guest of the constitutional moment. Welcome, if you will, John Houseman. Here we go. Ah!
Join us again next time for another celebrity guest on this constitutional moment on DC 101.
Got a pet my daddy had. He had a parrot. He'd always try to teach it dirty words. He'd be cussing at that parrot all the time. And the parrot did eventually learn how to speak. Except when he finally spoke, imagine Daddy's shock and horror when the parrot lisped. Daddy said, I can't be having no lisping parrot around this house. Everybody will think I'm funny. Everybody will think he picked it up from my funny boyfriends or something. I said, well, Daddy, take it to the vet. So sure enough, Daddy takes the parrot to the veterinarian and says, you got to help me out on this. This parrot is healthy and he's good, but he lisps. And the veterinarian says, well, Reed Daddy's beak's a little too long. That's a common problem. A lot of lisp. But what I got to do is file his beak down just a little bit, and he won't lisp. I can do it for you for $50. And Daddy says, $50 to file a beak? And the vet said, that's what it costs. You got to be precise about it. I mean, you just got to take just a little bit off the edge of that beak. And Daddy said, well, I ain't paying no $50. And the veterinarian says, well, that's my fee. Daddy said, well, for $50, I'll file a beak myself. The vet says, you got to be real careful, because if you file it too much, you see a parrot, when he drinks water, he catches it in his beak. And the beak has got to be just the right length, else he'll drown himself. You cut too much of his beak off, he'll drown. He'll stick his head in that water, and he won't be able to contain it, and he'll drown. And Daddy said, well, I'll be careful. The vet said, I wouldn't do it yourself, I was you. Daddy said, I'll be careful. He ain't going to drown. Sure enough, a couple days later, Daddy's walking down the street. Here comes the vet walking the other way. The vet says, hey, how's your parrot? Daddy said, oh, he died. And the vet said, you see? Huh? I told you he drowned. Daddy said, no, he didn't drown. Hell, he was dead when I took his head out of the vise, for crying out loud.
More craziness is coming up on the Best of Grease on DC 101.
There you'll be one day suddenly. Eye to eye with that bad boy. Looking at him as he pouts at you. Snarling in eagerness. Huh? What are you going to do when you see those little pieces of lint stuck to the fuse walls? The vaguely musty aroma of something kept in confinement for long periods of time. Huh? What are you going to do? I swear! Dad, what's gonna happen then? Will you giggle? Well, giggling won't cut it! Because by then, the die will be cast. By then, you'll have to fish your cutbacks. By then,
what's gonna happen is gonna happen.
Will you stare in wide-eyed revulsion as you look at the vivid vascularity? The various array of colors ranging from brown to bright red to purple. Hopefully not yellow. Or green, God forbid. What are you going to do? You turn away and blush? That's no good. That's no good at all. Run screaming down the hallway? Well, then you've lost him forever.
Or will you accommodate him?
Huh? Will you
allow him to boldly go where no man has gone before?
Huh? At night, you lie there, dreaming of the ultimate conquest, huh? Because let me tell you something, young lady, when the time comes, you will have no time for reflection. There'll be no time for hesitation. You'll have to move, and move fast.
If you decide to go ahead, I recommend that you take a length of string and fold a washcloth over it. Place it under your lower lip. Tie it securely in the back of your head. That'll prevent you from getting doodad bruises on your chin there.
It's the Best of Grease on DC 101.
Sleep with a gentle rocking motion, my baby by my side. Oh, the occasional creaking of the lanyards. Sound like interesting surroundings?
I'll give you a hint where I was. Surrounded in plush luxury.
Surrounded in opulent conditions. The chandelier swung ever so gently over my head as I heard the sound of man. Yeah, I went for the option. You know, when you buy a boat, a lot of people buy it stripped down. They buy a big boat, but they don't get all the options.
mean, I even got the chandelier, the optional chandelier. If I get bored in some harbor somewhere, I can just sit there popping the bulbs with my pellet gun. Your new Goodyear grease is so wide, so sleek, so powerful. Those diesels turbo-injected that I don't even look at the chart. I mean, that thing is indestructible. I mean, we were screaming across the bay, and my honey's going, look at the chart here says numerous fish traps along this route. All of a sudden, I heard blah, 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 blah. I just tore right through them. She said, honey, that must have been what all those sticks were sticking out of the water. Fish tries. I said, don't worry, baby. We look behind us. We just chopped that net to pieces. Fish were floating belly up. Little guys in flat-bottom boats were screaming at us, waving their fists. She said, honey, what all them white things? I said, they're crab pots. Don't worry about them. She said, but should we be going? I said, oh, sure enough, you heard blah, 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 blah. There I am going along 30 miles an hour, trailing about 15 crab pots behind me. Ah, man, they're just skimming across the water. You know, like a cat of nine tails. Blah, 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 blah. Ah, there's nothing like it. After a while, the props just eat their way through the line and cut them free. Leaving the lobsters forever entombed in their watery graves. My favorite thing to do on the all-new Goodyear grease is I find me a marina where people are launching their boats. And I anchor that big, massive thing. So as people pull up in their cars, pulling a trailer, God forbid, they say, geez, look at that thing out there. And there I am sitting there with my blue blazer, ascot, captain's hat tilted at a jaunty angle. I was sitting there having a Viking gimlet. This poor guy pulls up, beat up old Biscayne. With a boat on the roof of his car. I mean, how bush. I said, honey, look at this. There, but for the grace of God, go I. And he and his wife, they're wrestling to get that boat off the roof of his car, skinning his knuckles. He's cursing at her. Hold it up, I said. I can't hold it up. I said, hold it up, damn it. Don't curse at me. I ain't going. They're yelling and screaming. Finally, they get the boat off the roof of their car and scratches the whole side of it. Bangs onto the ground. They wrestle it down to the water. Then he opens his trunk and he pulls out this pathetic little 3.5-horsepower Evinrude. Still, it's a heavy son of a gun. And he wrestles that down and gets in the boat, nearly capsized that thing, trying to fasten the engine off the end of it. All the while, I'm staring, chuckling, swirling my glass. As I bury my toes in my plush after-deck carpet, feeling the breeze on my face, the camel glowing gently. Well, that guy, after about 45 minutes of sweating, cursing, and bloody knuckles, finally got his boat going. You know, he had to carry the tanks over the gas dock and fill them up and then schlep them back. Wouldn't start. Squeeze the ball! Squeeze it! Finally got it started. I'm chuckling, staring the whole time. Finally, he comes buzzing over in his little stinking boat. And he gets right next to mine, and I look over the side. I look down at him as he stands there so pathetically next to my monstrous cruiser. He looks at me and says, Mother! How dare you? How dare you flaunt your opulence in front of me? Sitting there in your massive cruiser, watching me wrestle with my boat, fight with my wife, skin my knuckles. While you sit there smugly in your captain's chair, teakwood decks. How dare you? I said, you want to know something else that'll get you doubly mad? He said, what? I said, right now, even as we speak, I'm getting me some real nice gobbledygear.
Don't touch that dial. There's more of the best of Grease coming up on a Saturday morning.
Ooh, daddy. Nice.
On DC 101.
Now, finally we arrived at a cash figure. And vacation time, and the holidays that I would get off. And the boss man said, now, let me get this straight. You want Christmas, New Year's Day, 4th of July, and Thanksgiving? I said, yes, sir. He said, okay, well, I guess that's everything. If you'll just sign right here. I said, okay, sounds good to me. So I signed. He said, ah, you forgot Memorial Day. So I will be on the air hating life Monday morning, rocking in and shrieking here at DC 101. But I don't mind. What the hey? What the hey? Not as long as I can occasionally take my trips into West Virginia.
Donna, what do you think we say we're driving to West Virginia? We say. flight leaving from West Virginia National Airport. And he's a retired Marine fighter pilot. Hadn't flown a plane in 20 years. And he gets on this big 757 sitting there on the runway. Well, he's sitting there waiting for the plane to take off. And he figures, well, maybe the technology really has advanced all these years. Let me see what this 757 is like. He says, stewardess, stewardess. She comes over and says, yes, sir. He said, I wonder if I can talk to the pilot. And she said, well, she's not here yet. And that Marine fighter pilot said, dang. He said, well, I wonder if I can talk to the co-pilot. The stewardess says, well, she's not here yet either. And the guy says, damn. He finally said, well, how about the flight engineer? The stewardess says, well, she's not here yet either. Well, could I at least take a look at the cockpit? And the stewardess says, we don't call it that anymore.
There's more of the best of Grease coming up on DC 101.
Oh, now.
Gotcha. Unbelievable, man. That is unbelievable. My assistant was involved in a massive gasser and got distracted, so we will get that from you shortly. Sorry to keep you so long. Forgive me, please. DC 101, good morning. Yeah.
Hey, this is Julio, man.
Julio, ¿qué tal, amigo?
Hey, please.
Yeah.
I got a problem, man.
What is it, Julio?
I'm going out with this chick, man. She is bodate.
What's your problem? Quickly, Julio.
Yeah, but see, I don't know what to do, man.
You don't know what to do?
Well, I do know what to do, but the thing is, I don't know how to get to.
How old are you, Julio?
27.
27? What kind of Latin lover are you? Just take her out and let nature take its course.
Well...
Put yourself in a romantic surrounding. Invite her over to dinner at your place. You cook the meal. You provide the wine. Sit on the couch in the aftermath, telling each other little funny stories. And before you know it, your lips will be on hers, and paradise will just be a heartbeat away. All right?
All right, Grease.
All right, Julio. Good. Yeah, hello.
Hello, Grease.
Yeah, but by the way, we have to get that man's name and address off of line 3. Okay, and if you would get that phone number off the long-distance line as well for the pregnant lady. I didn't do that either. These people, they're getting cobwebs on their ears. Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
How you doing there, buddy?
What can I do for you?
I want to ask you something.
Go ahead.
Could you make a dedication for me?
No, don't do dedication. Sorry, sounds too bush league.
Don't do them.
No.
Can you play a song?
What do you want to hear? Sure, that I can do.
We're the Kids in America?
All right, you got it. Stand by. Should be Neato Torpedo. Is it just about 9 o'clock already? Well, we better hurry along. We got a lot of shrieking to do here, and I want to squeeze it all in.
And now, DC 101 presents another constitutional moment with your host, Nino Griesmanelli.
Thank you very much. Okay, this morning's feature presentator, remember William Conrad? All right, let's get the star of Canon front and center.
Join us again next time for another celebrity guest on This Constitutional Moment on DC 101.
And I'm good to go. I'm a ball jock with my radio show. Yeah. What do I say? I say, turn me loose. Let me go. I'm Dr. Feelgood.
Say it.
I said it. Turn me loose. Let me go. I'm Dr. Feelgood. I say, oi, 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 oi.
Yeah, ooh, doing some soulful davening here at DC 101. It is a 2 for Tuesday, and I suggest that we go on a date. She said, what about Ocean City? I said, I don't know. I don't really get, you know, we get stuck in traffic. The 3 hours is bad enough. We get stuck in traffic at 6 hours, and it's like, I said, I don't know. She said, but I kind of like the beach. I said, yeah, well, I like the beach too, but I mean, that drive. She said, I'll tell you what, don't worry about the drive. If we get stuck in traffic, I give you the best gabba de gee you ever heard. And he said, what? Yeah, she said, it's a deal. Is that a deal? I said, well, all right, yeah, let's go to Ocean City, you know, and I'll pray for traffic. Yeah. So, you know, we drive to Ocean City. I got to Annapolis, no problem, kept on going. You know, finally we stopped at a gas station, you know, no problem, making great time. I said, buddy, what, you hear anything about the traffic up ahead? He said, oh, yeah, bridge is bad. Bridge is bad, about a 10-mile backup. I said, sing hallelujah, hallelujah. So sure enough, oh, I could see all the lights up ahead of us. Everybody stopped. I thought, ooh, Della! Looks like there's traffic up ahead. She said, no problem. I didn't realize that would be so heavenly, the absolutely, positively best in the whole wide world. Gobble the gate. About 22 seconds later. And then I looked at the traffic. I said, oh, no, now what are we doing? Ah, stupid me.